It's time now for Cardinal Sports here on KLGR 1490, 95.9 FM. Tonight's game, boys high school hockey. Robert Valley Cardinals taking on Worthington Trojans. Tonight's game is being brought to you by the Cardinal Sports Boosters. And now with the play-by-play of tonight's high school hockey action, it's Seth Topol and Justin Miller.
And good evening. Welcome into another edition of Redwood Valley Hockey here on KLGR. We are underway. Cardinals with the ball in, with the puck in the offensive zone. We're off to a great start already. Shot sails wide to the left. Centering pass is broken up by the Trojans. Now Worthington trying for a clear on the near side. Puck poked away, though, by the Cardinals, and Matthew Metzel with it on the near side. Dumps it back down low. Will wrap around the board to be picked up by TJ Cruz. Centering pass is intercepted by the Trojans. Worthington just trying to clear at this point, and now they are able to, although going to go for an icing. 15:08 left to go first period. No score between Redwood Valley. 1-1 on the season. Worthington comes in 0-2. The Cardinals losing this weekend to Waseca by a score of 6-0. And we will see if the Cardinals can bounce back here against the Trojans. Faceoff won by Worthington. They'll work it back around the board. Just picked up by the Cardinals. Loose puck now on the far side. Worthington has it. All the action so far has been in the offensive zone. And that will continue as the faceoff, as the puck rather, is sent into the defensive zone. Nobody there though, so icing will be the call. 14:48 left to go in the first period. No score. Shot toward the net is picked up by the Trojans. Number 30, Preston Savixi. And the shot by Deion Sullivan. So another face-off. Cardinals pick it up once again. Far side. Shot kicks off of Savixi and goes up into the netting. So we'll do it again. 14:38 left to go here in the first period. Still no score. Face-off again won by the Cardinals. Stolen away by Worthington. Pass down low. Backhand shot pokes up in the air. Cardinals get the rebound on the near side. Working it back behind the boards. A couple of Trojan players go to break it up. But the Cardinals still with control. And now stolen away at center ice. Cardinals able to keep it in the offensive zone. We have not gone to the defensive zone yet here in the early portion of this game. Worthington with it in the corner. Cardinals loose puck, centering pass, sails wide on the near side. Shot and a glove save by Preston Savixi. 13:55 left to go here, first period. No score, Justin Miller, but the action has been pretty decidedly one-sided so far. Puck is at the top of the zone. Cardinals working it down low in the corner. Worthington tries to wrap it around the boards. Metzel picks it up. And now stolen away. Worthington with a breakaway chance. And Worthington tallies the first goal of the game. Getting past Kaya Jacobson. Number 17. Anthony Fogelman makes it 1-0 Worthington.
Well, yeah, as he had mentioned, hadn't been in Redwood's defensive zone at all. And, well, Worthington didn't need much time and capitalized on a mistake by Redwood Valley, giving up the puck at the blue line. And Fogelman off the races.
1-0 Worthington with the lead. First goal of the season for the Trojans. They had come in having given up 12 in their first two games. Cardinals now will play from behind and try for the tying goal here in the first period. Cardinals with control of the puck in the corner. Worthington picks it up, and now they work it to center ice. Poked away by Metzel. And now puck is picked up by Will O'Halloran, and he tried for the shot, and it's stolen away by Worthington, and now they'll try to sprint it up on the far side. Penalty coming on Metzel. So he'll head to the box. And now, after giving up the first goal of the game, Cardinals will go on the penalty kill here for 2 minutes, 13:07 remaining first period. Worthington leading 1-0. Nearly goal number two as a centering pass sailed behind Jacobson but stayed in the crease. Trojans trying for control on the near side, working it back down behind the net. Right behind the net go the Trojans, and now they will try from the far side off the post, and Worthington picks up the rebound. They're again going to try that shot, that spot, and 2-0. As Jacobson gets beaten on the power play goal, 12:32 left to go in the first period. It's 2-0, Worthington on top. Cameron Summers picks up the faceoff, tries to work it ahead. Worthington waiting to intercept. Cardinals trying to get one back here. Summers centering pass. Puck is still loose in front of the net. And a couple of big saves by Savicki. Getting a huge cheer from the Worthington bench.
Yeah, they're pretty pumped. Certainly they didn't expect this start to the game. So they're excited to be on the two-goal lead side of things. As you mentioned, new territory for them this season.
Face-off won by the Cardinals. Puck comes free into the neutral zone, and it will chase the Cardinals back to the defensive zone. Cardinals trying for control. Worthington picks it up far side. They'll bring it into the defensive zone. Shot sails wide to the left. Picked up from the top of the zone by Worthington, but stolen away by the Cardinals. Here comes Jed Hansen trying for a shot, and he loses control of the puck. It's picked up by Worthington. And now the Trojans trying to get something going in the neutral zone. Puck is loose, picked up by the Trojans, but they cough it up on the far side. And offside, offside? Okay. 11:24 left to go here, first period. 2-0, Worthington on top. Puck poked away. Cardinals pick it up, and now they'll again try to get something going, although that is quickly interrupted by Worthington. Cardinals pick the puck up. Centering pass is stolen away by the Trojans once again. Worthington works it back towards center of the ice, and Luke Ryan sends it into the offensive zone. O'Halloran dumps it back behind the net. It's picked up by Chris Wersahl. And again, broken up before the Cardinals can get anything going. Cruz trying for it in the corner. Poked away by Worthington. Wersahl still trying to wrestle it free. And in the corner now gets away from the Cardinals. And Jacobson sends it off to the side. Worthington picks it up, working it towards the net. And now here comes Luke Ryan, and got a whistle as Metzel shaken up. So we'll have a stoppage, and we'll have a face-off in the defensive zone. 2-0. Redwood Valley trailing. Face-off picked up by the Cardinals. Far side. Deion Sullivan with it. Loses control of the puck. Picked up, though, by a trailing Bjorkman. Shot, save again by the Trojans. Worthington sends it into the neutral zone. It's picked up by the Cardinals. They'll try to work it ahead. Pass on the near side. Pearson sends it towards net. Picked up by Worthington. Although, here's the turnover. Centering pass, and Redwood Valley gets one past Riley Eggenberg. with the backhanded goal in to make it 2-1, 9:44 remaining here in the first period.
I don't think Hagenberg necessarily was aiming for it to be a shot. He really just kind of threw it towards the net and, hey, found a hole.
Do that more often than not, something will happen, yep. Good or bad. But
always get the puck towards the net.
Good things in that case. So we're at 2-1 now between the Cardinals and the Trojans, and Hagenberg is going to be sent off the faceoff after scoring the goal. Puck comes free behind the net. Cardinals go back to pick it up. Trying to work it along the far side. Worthington intercepts the top of the zone. Shot towards net. Knocked down. Worthington trying to keep it in. It's poked away. Cardinals just trying to do something with it. Worthington now has tipped things in their favor. Loose puck on the near side. Picked up by Deion Sullivan. Sullivan towards net. Shot high up and over. Savicki tried to go for the glove save, and it popped out. Worthington now on the near side, sending it into the defensive zone. Shot pad saved by Jacobson. Rebound comes loose. Penalty coming up here on the Cardinals, and Worthington will send their goalie to the bench with an extra skater trying to capitalize on the opportunity, and so much for that as Cardinals promptly get control of the puck, but it'll be another power play penalty kill coming up as Keegan Bork will head to the box.
Holding the call, I guess he held him up, went in for the check and held him up against the boards a little bit too much, apparently. I didn't think it was really much more penalty, but Carver's got to beware to cough up another power play goal here.
Worthington with control of the puck in the corner, far side, trying to wrap it around. They do, trying for the wraparound goal. And the puck comes a little bit too free, although Worthington picks it up in the neutral zone. And now they'll draw the Cardinals in, trying to get something going. Metzel back into the game, picks up the puck, gets it into the neutral zone. Worthington will have to back off. And now Trojans have it stolen away. TJ Cruz has a opportunity poked away by Savicki.
Yeah, Cruz kind of just kicked up the puck there with his feet and got the breakaway. Went to the right glove side shot. Probably should have went left in and made the turn and tried to get on a little better open net. But any shorthanded opportunity to get, you usually take.
Face-off won by the Cardinals. Pearson trying for the backhand right off the face-off. Picked up, though, by the Cardinals. Another save by Savicki on the shot by Wersal. And he pounces on the puck as it comes right back to him. So we'll have another face-off. 7:48 left to go, first period. Face-off won by the Cardinals. Summers sends it into the corner. Pearson with it. Pearson trying to poke it away, and it's intercepted by Worthington, although he's able to get it back, but the Trojans pick it up, and now they'll tip it into the corner on the far side. Pearson goes back to collect. Poked away near the net by the Trojans, and the puck sails past, but Worthington now with another chance, shot and tipped away. It's picked up by Bjorkman. He'll work it ahead to Wersal. Wersal tries for the centering pass. Worthington breaks it up. Back to the top for Bjorkman. Centering pass down low, again tipped away by the Trojans. Worthington works it along on the near side. And now here come the Trojans. 15 seconds left. They'll try one final push before the power play expires. Trojans with control, far side. They're going to have to hurry. And shot goes up into the net, so they'll technically have one more crack at it with 1 second left on the penalty kill. 2-1, Worthington on top, 6:40 left to go here in the first half, period. I got all these sports mixed up. My goodness. Face-off won by the Cardinals. O'Halloran had it. Worthington trying for control. It's poked away. T.J. Cruz tips it into the corner. Worthington gets it back, and now Worthington, with momentum on their side, will send one back behind the net. Cardinals trying for control. They pick it up. Eggenberg able to tip it ahead to Metzel. Metzel to O'Halloran, far side. O'Halloran to Eggenberg. Eggenberg tips it to Cruz, and it's poked away by the Trojans. Worthington sends it back down. It'll be an icing. 5:59 left to go here, first period. It is 2-1, Trojans on top. An even strength goal and a power play goal for the Trojans. Cardinals have scored the most recent goal, trying for another. Puck, though, poked away. Top of the zone. Shot towards net. Savicsi comes away with another save.
Certainly a slow start for Red Valley in this game. Windham and Worthington, pretty similar competition, so did not quite expect it to go this way.
Face off in the corner, Trojans with it, trying to elude a couple of Cardinals. And Worthington just bouncing along the boards behind the net, which is a little dangerous. And Worthington trying for control. It's picked up on the near side by Cordell Plath. Setting up for a shot. Hansen sends one wide right. Cardinals, though, pick it up top of the zone. Loose puck. Hansen had control. And now Worthington sends it across far side. Puck towards Jacobson. She'll watch it go past as it's going to be another icing. 5:07. Left to go here, first period. 2-1, Trojans on top. We'll send it all the way back down to the offensive zone for the faceoff, which is won by Redwood Valley. Cameron Summers to Bjorkman, far side. Cardinals will have to back up as the puck went into the neutral zone. Bjorkman now gets the charge started, ahead to Pearson. Pearson, right along the blue line, sends it back behind the net. It's picked up by Eggenberg. Eggenberg loses control. Worthington now sends it to the neutral zone. Cameron Summers picks it up, and it's stolen away by the Trojans. Couple of Cardinals trying to interfere, and that's exactly what happened.
So fairly weak hook on Summers there. He certainly didn't have to, as his teammate Will O'Halloran was there to help and was going to end up making the check to stop any sort of rush there, but they'll flag Summers for a hook.
So 4:38 left to go here, first period. And now the Cardinals again on the penalty kill. Shot from the top of the zone, sails to the left. Worthington setting it up. Setting it up. They'll back it up into the corner now on the near side. Pass to the top, nearly a whiff. Another shot attempt by the Trojans. It sails wide left. Back to the top of the zone. Shot blocked. O'Halloran trying to poke the puck free. It actually comes back to Worthington further down. Tried to go up and in on the shot, and it sails over the net. And now the Cardinals able to clear it to the neutral zone. O'Halloran steals it away. Got it in neutral ice. Luke Ryan working it across to Metzel on the near side. Metzel tried to get it to T.J. Cruz. It's to Chris Wersall, I beg your pardon. And now Wersall to O'Halloran on the near side. O'Halloran battling for control. It's picked up by Wersall, stolen away by Worthington. Luke Ryan, far side, tries the shot. It sails wide and high into the netting. So with 47 seconds left to go in the penalty kill, 3:24 left to go first period, we'll have another faceoff. It's 2-1. Worthington on top. Faceoff picked up by the Trojans. They'll work it behind the net, coming on the near side. Puck is rerouted in the corner. Loose puck sails wide right as Deion Sullivan came up with it, tried for the quick shot. Trojans now work it to center ice. Far side. Worthington sends a shot behind. picked up on the near side by the Trojans. Loose puck picked up by Hansen. Trojans get it back. Hansen, though, takes out a couple of Trojan skaters. Worthington shot off of a Cardinal. I think that was Keegan Bork who took the brunt of that. That's not going to feel good. Worthington with it. Back behind their own ice. Nearly stolen away by Hansen. Trojans being a little loose with the puck. It's poked away by Bjorkman. But now here comes Worthington. Hansen gets into it with a Worthington skater. Penalty coming up on Worthington, and all sorts of jostling going on as Worthington will head to the box. It'll be Tommy Bauman. 2:21 left to go, so most of the rest of this period will be played on the power play. The Cardinals trailing 2-1, a great chance for them to even the score before we head to the first intermission. Luke Ryan, top of the zone. Working it on the near side, dumps it in the corner. Ryan with it from the top of the zone, trying to set himself up for a good shot, dumps it into the corner. Cardinals working it back along the board's far side. Summers. Summers goes behind the back to O'Halloran. O'Halloran to Summers' far side. Summers drawing the Trojans in. Now he'll cross behind the net on the near side, trying to get it back to Luke Ryan, and it's tipped and will go back into the defensive zone. The Cardinals going to have to reload. Ryan with it. Luke through Trojan traffic. Luke has it quickly towards the net. On the near side, shot by O'Halloran, blocked. Cardinals pick up the rebound. Summers to Ryan. Ryan's got his opportunity. Shot knocked down. Great save by Savicci. Cardinals will send in fresh legs. 53 seconds left to go in the power play. 2-1, Trojans lead.
That was their first shot of the power play. You certainly got to get a few more shots off when you have that extra man advantage.
Metzel with it. Top of the zone. Metzel going to take his opportunity. Shot is wide right. Trojans pick it up. They tip it into the corner. And Worthington promptly clears. Jacobson back to play it. Metzel. Far side to Pearson. Pearson setting up for the shot. Pearson tips it back to Bjorkman across far side from Metzel. 19 seconds left. Eggenberg with it far side. Eggenberg across to Sullivan. Puck comes free. Tipped up into the netting with 9 seconds left to go in the power play. We'll have another faceoff. Two to one, Worthington on top. And the faceoff picked up by the Cardinals. Bjorkman to Pearson to Bjorkman. Back across. 3 seconds left. Centering pass. Tipped up in the air. And Savicci, as the penalty expires, snags it out of the air with the glove.
We'll count that as shot number 2 on goal in that power play, and that's it. A couple weak power plays exchanged by the teams there, neither one getting a lot of scoring opportunities with the man advantage.
18 seconds left to go in the power play, in the period. Boy, I better get things figured out here. Top of the zone, Bork trying to keep it in. 5 seconds left, Bork. Steals the puck away, sends one towards Savicci, and he'll just pounce on it. So, 0.5 seconds left to go here in the first period. And that'll do it. We're through one period of play here at the Redwood Area Community Center Civic Arena. Worthington with a 2-1 lead over the Cardinals. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back for the intermission recap. You're listening to Redwood Valley Hockey on KLGR. And back here at the Redwood Area Community Center Civic Arena, it is 2-1 Worthington on top here through one period. Justin, it started off with Redwood having control of the puck on the in the offensive zone for pretty much the entirety of the first handful of minutes. But then Worthington scores. They score another quick goal on a power play. And since then, it's been a lot of Redwood playing catch-up. And Preston Svevicsy trying with that one. I'm not sure if I'm close. But Preston Svevicsy has certainly been up to the task here tonight, recording several pretty good saves with a lot of traffic in his face. So for the Cardinals, time to regroup, and they're going to have to come out onto the ice with a little bit more of a crisp effort in the second period.
Yeah, this game isn't really about possession as much as it is just quality opportunities. Worthington has had few, and they've taken advantage of them, and Redwood has had a lot of possession but not really gotten a lot of good scoring opportunities. As you mentioned, Worthington started off 3:22 in with an unassisted goal to Anthony Fogelman. And then Redwood Valley picked up an interference call about 30 seconds later. Matthew Metzel went to the box for an interference call. Worthington capitalized on that for the power play goal. Their second goal to Tommy Bauman, unassisted. And then Redwood Valley did get one just a little few minutes later, 7:16 into the period. Their number five, Riley Eggenberg, got an unassisted goal, and that got us 2-1. And then after that, just some penalties, 8:20 in. It was a holding call to Keegan Bork for Redwood Valley. Then at 12:22 of the period, Cameron Summers went in for a hook, and at 14:29, Worthington's Tommy Bauman went in for a holding penalty. So Redwood Valley 0-for-1 on the power play, and Worthington 1-for-3. So for the Cardinals, certainly they got to stay out of the box. That said, Worthington did not have very strong power plays, except for that lone power play goal in the beginning. The second, last couple power plays are fairly weak. Shots on goal, Redwood Valley 13 and Worthington 4. So 50% of their shots on goal have gone in. So for Cardinals, name of the game is just limit those shots more, and they need to take advantage of their scoring opportunities. Of course, if you take that same 50% percentage, that would make 6 goals for Redwood Valley, or if you even take a quarter, that'd be 4 goals for Redwood Valley. So Cardinals and I had got to get some better quality shots and get more shots too. That last power play, or their lone power play opportunity, they had 2 shots, and the one shot was a fairly weak shot right at the end of the power play too. So maybe trying to be a little too fancy. That confidence that I raved about in the last game that we covered last week versus Wyndham, their lone victory of the season so far, doesn't seem to be there tonight. So not sure what sort of speech Blair Wasengesso has given in that locker room, or has given in that locker room. But they just got to come out with more. They get the possession. They just aren't getting good shots off and don't seem to really be playing with much urgency or much drive tonight. And certainly they, Worthington team, one not expected to be a very good team this season. You don't really want to embarrass yourself by losing to them, and that's not to be a huge insult to Worthington. I feel like they could be doing more tonight too. So it's just, I feel like this game's up in the air, and whoever wants it more is going to get it. And it remains to be seen which team that's actually going to be.
We've got a lot going on tonight in terms of activities here at Redwood Valley. The Cardinal boys and girls basketball teams taking on Marshall. Boys are home, girls on the road. We will attempt to get some updates from those games here for you tonight, and a busy broadcast schedule as well. As coming up on Thursday, the Redwood Valley girls are taking on Jackson County Central at home, so we'll have that game for you on Thursday. Friday, we are going to have wrestling on the air as Redwood Valley is taking on Marshall. Redwood River Valley is taking on Marshall. We got that Friday, and then Saturday, Redwood Valley boys taking on Blue Earth area in St. Peter as part of the Big South Conference Showcase. So a jam-packed schedule. Winter's here, weather-wise, so figures that it would happen as soon as we start to get into the full swing of things in the winter sports schedule. So a lot going on here on our airwaves. Of course, Randy's got two games on his airwaves tonight over on 97.7 Jack FM, so you can tune in for that. We'll talk about what Randy has on the rest of the schedule this week a little bit later on. But we are ready to go here for period number two between Redwood Valley and Worthington, and the faceoff is won by TJ Cruz. He brings it into the offensive zone. Worthington, though, pokes the puck away. Cruz and Chris Wersall angling for it on the far side. Wersall ends up coming away with it. Loose puck. Worthington sends it into the neutral zone. Matthew Metzl sends it right back into the offensive zone, and the Trojans trying to get something going as the puck was intercepted by Will O'Halloran, but stolen away again by the Trojans. O'Halloran now far side. Shot up and over to Vixie. That'll go into the netting. O'Halloran and TJ Cruz playing a little hot potato in the offensive zone, but the shot tipped and goes into the netting. So with 16:23 left to go here, first period, second period.
Hey, you got the right sport at least.
Oh, my word. It is 2-1. Puck is loose and will go into the defensive zone. Picked up by Bjorkman. Person with it far side. And it'll be brought up now by Eggenberg. Eggenberg into the corner of the offensive zone. Brings it out around behind the net. Loses contain. It's picked up by the Cardinals. Bjorkman to Person. Person centering pass. Eggenberg tried for the behind the back. Puck is poked away, but the Cardinals still with it. Somebody lost a stick in the corner as well. Cardinals trying to weave through and send a shot towards net, but Worthington picks it up, and now the Trojans through traffic, although the Cardinals able to steal it away. Deion Sullivan working it ahead, but now the Worthington Trojans bring it back. We got a 3-on-1. Far side shot goes behind the net, and it's picked up by Bjorkman. He launches one far side to Person. Person with a good opportunity. What a move! And he lets one in. Person ties the score 2-2. He put a Trojan skater to the ice and gets one past the Vixie. It's 2-2. Cardinals have even the score here. 15:01 left to go in period number two.
Nice toe drag to get past the Worthington player and then top right-hand shelf, or top shelf glove side. Nice shot, too, to tie it up.
Cardinals win the faceoff, but Worthington able to poke it into the corner. Trojans now trying for the go-ahead goal. Jacobson, the initial save. Puck comes free. Second save kicks far to the right. And now here comes Jed Hansen. Cardinals with fresh legs. Hansen through traffic. Shot up. Rebound comes free. Backhand is no good. Second effort. Third effort. Puck is still free. Trying for the wraparound top of the zone. Cardinals try to clear. Worthington comes up with it and pushes it into the neutral zone. Cardinals, though, able to send it right back. That poor stick that was just sitting out on the ice is now snapped in half.
That's a different stick.
Are there two?
Oh, wow. Well, no, I was talking about the one a while ago.
The one that was, yeah, the one that was in the far corner.
That was picked up a while ago.
Okay, so this is another one that's snapped in half.
First one survived. Sticks all over the place.
Puck is in the neutral zone. Worthington with it, trying to get something going offensively. Puck poked away, and the Trojans now will have to back it up and try to get something going. Neutral zone. Trojans now with a 2-on-2. Worthington sends one towards Jacobson. Up, and Kai Jacobson makes a nice save in the breadbasket. 13:40 left to go. Period number two, it's 2-2.
I believe Riley Eggenberg got the assist to that person goal there. lone scoring so far this period.
And now the broken stick is collected.
I'd call it firewood, but it's not even that anymore. It's not even recyclable. It's just garbage. It's just trash.
And Cardinals win the faceoff. And now here comes Redwood Valley. TJ Cruz with a full head of steam. Puck poked away. He'll send it back towards the top of the zone. O'Halloran steals it away from a couple of Worthington skaters. Trojans try to send it ahead. They do. Worthington trying to pick it up. Luke Ryan, though, will send it ahead far side. Ryan now. Luke Ryan through traffic has the puck poked away. Cardinals keep it, though. But it's picked up by Worthington in the offensive zone. Metzel grabs it in the neutral zone, works it far side. Worsall to O'Halloran, who deflects it into the corner. Centering pass. Worthington can't find it. Cardinals could, but too much traffic. And now they will try to work it down low. Worsall with it. Loses the handle. Metzel from the top of the zone tried for a shot. I think that was blocked. Ryan with it. Luke Ryan centering pass. Shot, rather. Glove save, but it pokes free. Second effort. Trojans come away with it. Metzel now. Full shot, and oh, look out. Metzel sends one into the rafters and out of play.
Well, I think that second goal was important for Redwood Valley to put some more energy in their fuel tanks, as they seem to have to be a little more driven this period.
12:17 remaining here, second period, 2-2 score. Person with control on the near side, dancing through skater, centering pass, and it's tipped in, 3-2. I think Person got that one too.
Yeah, in fact, if they would allow it, he'd actually get an assist on his own goal, because he made the pass over to his teammate on the other side, who then took the shot, didn't go in, and then Person picked it up on, picked up the second rebound there.
As we like to say, good response by the Cardinals, as they looked like they took that halftime mess. Hey, folks, broadcasters struggle too. First intermission message from Coach Watson Gessel. Looks like they took that to heart. It's 3-2 Redwood Valley on top. Trojans with control, far side, top of the zone, trying to work it down low, and Person had it, but it's poked away. Cameron Summers, though, corrals it on the far side in the corner. Bjorkman bounces it off the board. Person sends it back to him. Bjorkman to the top of the zone. Worthington collects it in the neutral zone, and they will dump it ahead on the near side. It's stolen away, though. Deion Sullivan takes a big hit. Person, Bjorkman, I should say, sends a big hit as well. And a whistle on the ice. Offside.
Say it with confidence.
Offside. Oh, boy. Marshall and Redwood Valley boys basketball not off to a good start. Shot, and did that one trickle through? Yes, it did. Cardinals, at least at this point, have doubled their lead now, 4-2. Tavixi looked like he had the save, but
yeah, I think he might have gotten under his pads and perhaps just stuck on through. So why are you going to get those shots with power, too? I mean, you just, even if you throw them in areas that they should be able to be saved, sometimes they're able to squeak through.
Trojans with control of the puck. They've got it into the offensive zone. Worthington sends one towards Jacobson. Loose puck picked up by the Cardinals, and now Here comes Jed Hansen. Hansen into the offensive zone, stolen away. Cardinals able to get it back to the top of the zone. And here comes Hansen now towards the net. Hansen chips one towards Savicki, and he makes the pad save.
This is Jed Hansen getting the unassisted goal there on that last one. Kai Jacobson, goaltender for Red Valley, finally starting to get the goal support that she needed. And that's why the Cardinals now have that 4-2 lead.
Puck picked up by Worthington behind their own net. Cardinals trying to get control in the corner. Couple Cardinals poked free, but Luke Ryan with the puck. Ryan working on the far side towards the net. Sends one up and in, and another goal for Redwood Valley is Luke Ryan. Sends it up around the mask of Savicki and in, and it's 5-2. Worthington with the puck. Stolen away. Shot tipped. O'Halloran with it. He'll back it out. Luke Ryan with control. Ryan had it, lost it. Now Worthington going to try to push on the near side. Metzl, though, directing traffic. Shot by Worthington. Jacobson pushes it to the side. And now here comes TJ Cruz into the offensive zone. Cruz tries to weave through traffic. Puck stolen away by the Trojan. Chipping towards the back of the net. Worthington with it. Still working along the board. Gets past Luke Ryan. Icing waved off. Ryan ahead. Metzl tips it, trying to get it to Person. And Savicki will send it ahead. Worthington had it. Metzl steals it away. Eggenberg bounces off the boards after taking a Trojan skater with him. Worthington sent to the ice. Eggenberg had control of the puck, lost his balance. Worthington with it on the near side, trying for a shot. Chip, and Jacobson makes the glove save. 8:35 left to go here in the second period. This game has a decidedly different feel here in period number two. It's 5-2 Redwood Valley.
Yeah, Cardinals just looking like a faster, much faster team. Taking more shots this period too. More quality shots, very important.
Faceoff is picked up by the Cardinals. Person is just pounded into the ice. He bounces back up, no problem. And Cardinals trying to get it ahead into the offensive zone. Worthington, though, will go corral it. But it gets by everybody, and you know what that means. Icing. Redwood Valley boys taking on Marshall. Last update, all knotted up at 18 over in the gym. So I may go to get an update at the second intermission. We'll see if we can track down the girls' score as well.
I thought you said that wasn't going well.
They were up 18-8.
Okay.
Hansen in the corner. Tried for the centering pass to Cordell Plath. But Worthington able to poke it away. Trojans trying to just get control of the puck. Cardinals steal it back, trying for the quick wraparound. Rebound kicks out in front of the net, but the shot sails wide left. Trojans with control. Stolen away. Penalty.
Going to go against Redwood Valley.
So Redwood Valley will go on the penalty kill.
Logan Crowdy is going to go for a slashing for 2 minutes.
Faceoff won by Worthington, top of the zone. Shot and a goal. Jacobson got screened on that one. Couldn't really get a good look at it, and it is in. So Worthington makes it 5-3 with a power play goal.
I think that was Lance Hibba. Go goal from the point there on that. Second power play goal of the game, power play goal of the game for Worthington.
And now Cardinals trying to answer. O'Halloran sends a shot towards DeVixie, and it tips up into the netting. 7:24 remaining here, second period. It's 5-3. Face off one by the Cardinals. They'll work it back to the top of the zone. Shot towards net. Puck is knocked down by the Trojans, but they're only able to get it to the top of the zone, and Worthington able to ice it. So we'll head back into the offensive zone. Redwood Valley boys basketball trailing 32-18 now to Marshall. Centering pass for the Cardinals, stolen away. Worthington into the neutral zone, far side. Shot, and Jacobson makes the save. 6:57 left to go here, period number two, 5-3. Face-off won by the Cardinals. They will send it on the near side into the neutral zone where it's picked up by Worthington. Cardinals working it back behind the net. Person waiting. Worthington skater. Puck sails past Jacobson on the left side.
Penalty coming up on Redwood Valley to an interference call. Okay. Check away from the play. Cameron Summers, we go 2 minutes for interference. Well, it's not the game plan you want for Redwood Valley. Anytime a team can get two power play goals in a game, you generally don't want to try to give them any more opportunity.
Face off won by Worthington. Shot, Jacobson made the save, but the puck kicks free. And Worthington trying to get the puck ahead. They end up going backwards. Trojans now tipping it past Luke Ryan. Luke, though, able to intercept, and he'll send it towards DeVixie, who tips it to the side, and with Will O'Halloran breathing down his neck, he'll pounce on it for the save.
Good pressure by Will. Anytime, certainly for Worthington, not a situation where you want to cover the puck and have a defensive faceoff when you're trying to organize a power play attack.
Shot by Ryan, blocked. Trojans now will bring it ahead far side. Worthington has it stolen away, but they're able to regain and tip it back behind the net. Bork tries to send it ahead, stolen away by Worthington. Setting up behind the net, back on the near side, top of the zone. And Worthington trying to wrap it around the boards. Luke Ryan comes up with it and fires a long clearing attempt behind the net.
Oh, line drive.
That was not a lot of room to work with, too. That was right over the net. Trojans with it. Puck poked free. Wersall sends it down low for TJ Cruz. Cruz absorbs a big hit. Wersall absorbs one as well. Centering pass, top of the zone. Ryan ready. And shot is saved by DeVixie. 5:10 left to go. 36 seconds left to go in the penalty kill. It's still 5-3. Redwood Valley on top.
Nice pressure by the Cardinals here on this penalty kill, as they're, I think, getting more shots than Worthington is.
Shot over the net by Bjorkman. Trojans with control. Wersall pokes the puck free. Trojans with it on the near side. Worthington brings it into the offensive zone. Bjorkman steals it away. Rifling it ahead. Person trying to make the steal, but Worthington picks it up. Between the legs, pass, shot towards net, and a save by Jacobson. 4:33 left to go. Penalty kill successful. Back at full strength. 34-20 at the half. Redwood Valley boys trailing Marshall. Trojans with control of the puck. Not for long. Cardinals able to work it into the neutral zone. Now mad dash to pick up the puck in the offensive zone. Trojans get there first. Worthington trying to work it ahead. Jed Hansen, kick save. And now Hansen weaves past one Trojan. Hansen and Prouty. Hansen past another. Slams on the break. Shot and a save by Tavixi as Logan Prouty tumbles into the net. Despite that fact, the net stayed on its moorings. Nobody got tangled up. Cardinals top of the zone. Shot blocked towards the Vixi back behind him. Worthington launches the puck. It's picked up by Keegan Bork, and Bork able to clear it back into the neutral zone where it's stolen away by Hansen. Hansen and Prouty. Hansen pass it across. And Savicki makes a save in the crease, and now
Trojans took offense to a late shot attempt by, was it Prouty that got that last poke in there?
Yep.
Did some pushing and shoving, I think. If Redwood had let it go, they might have gotten a power play out of it. Instead, it looks like they'll take both Jed Hansen for the Valley and
number 28
Eric Heidebrink for Worthington. They'll both get two for roughing. Still sorting it out, though. I think they are trying to decide. They're discussing something, so not really sure what the discussion is. I guess from what I saw, it looked like it was fairly even. But I'm guessing they're deciding whether they want to give somebody more than 2 minutes or whether they want to throw somebody else in the box. The two officials having a pretty lengthy discussion about what to do here.
We saw this in the first game of the year where Windham kind of got frustrated after a while, and we're starting to see that with Worthington here as this game progresses, although the interesting thing with this is that Worthington is very much still in this game. So,
well, yeah, this isn't, I don't think this is indicative of the general attitude of the game. I think it was just a situation where they didn't like that Logan Prouty took that extra shot when their goaltender had it covered. And then it was Jed Hansen who came in to defend Prouty, and he's the one that got the penalty. I think there's going to be some sort of extra here, and that's, I think, what the issue is. Although now I'm very confused because they've put... They're putting time on the clock, and generally if they're coincidental penalties, we're going to play 5-on-5, so I don't think... At this point, it appears to just be coincidental 2 minutes with roughing Myers. Although they're pointing at Jed Hansen a lot. And now Coach Blair Wasengesa of Rotary Valley is going to get an explanation. So still waiting to get an explanation here. So it looks like Redwood Valley is going to get an extra penalty here. And so,
I don't
extra player here.
I do not have a number 4 on the roster.
No. So we're playing 5-on-4 here. So Worthington does have a power play.
And Trojans have control of the puck. Shot, centering pass, sails wide right. Trojans still with it in the corner. Luke Ryan trying to clear it. And now the puck comes free. Will O'Halloran with a feed trying to feed it to TJ Cruz. Puck gets free, although the rebound comes close to Savicki. Cardinals tried for the centering pass. He kicks right out in front. And Worthington trying to send it into the offensive zone. Cardinals, though, centering pass. Shot sails wide left. Cardinals pick up the rebound. O'Halloran and Cruz. Worthington behind the net. They'll pass it ahead. Far side. 3-on-3. Dumped into the corner by the Trojans so they can complete a change. But here comes Metzel. Puck poked free. TJ Cruz tries for the centering pass. Metzel there for the rebound. And the Cardinals have increased their lead 6-3 on a shorthanded goal.
Well, that's why you got to have somebody there for the rebound. TJ tried to get the shot off. He lost the puck off the edge. And right there for the rebound, Matthew Metzel to poke it in.
And to make matters worse, another Worthington stick shattered.
Still trying to sort out what happened here. I don't know what. I really don't know what we got penalties. We got two players in Red Valley's box and one in Worthington. So I got no explanation as to what the actual calls were.
Cardinals still on the penalty kill as well. 20 seconds left to go. Worthington trying to get something going. Trojans with it on the far side in the corner. Worthington loses the handle. The puck pokes free. Person able to get it to Bjorkman. And now Bjorkman to Savicki. Rebound is in for Deion Sullivan, and it's 7-3.
I think it was Cruz that poked in the rebound. Is he out there?
15, 19, 16, 14, 20, and 21.
I believe that Sullivan had the original shot.
I thought he had the.
I thought
he had the goal.
It was another rebound. That's the important part. And now I'm really thoroughly confused because the Worthington player left the box. But Jed Hansen's still in the box. So if they were coincidental penalties, then
he must have had a major penalty.
Somewhat. I don't know.
Told you. Number 16, Deion Sullivan with the goal. TJ Cruz shot is saved by Savicki. Centering pass.
Well,
trying to get it to Cruz.
I just had him with the wrong number. That's where I was wrong.
Another loose puck. Cruz trying for the wraparound. It's poked away by the Trojans. Now Worthington promptly turns the puck over. Trojans send one towards Jacobson. It sails wide left. Trojans far side working it into the defensive zone. Worthington will try for a shot. Jacobson has the puck poked free, and it falls in for another goal. And it's 7-4. Puck kind of popped up in the air and just slid into the back of the net. 36.7 seconds left to go here in period number two, and now it's 7-4.
Well, just like right at the last two goals were rebounds, this is another Worthington's goal. Here was a rebound, too. And that's the defense's job, to make sure that nobody else gets a crack of the puck. The goalie makes the first save, and then someone's got to be there to make sure there isn't a second shot at them.
Face-off won by the Cardinals. Metzel pokes it toward center of the ice. Eggenberg tips it into the corner. Worthington will go pick it up. Worthington loses their balance. A Worthington skater does. Deion Sullivan trying for a centering pass. Puck poked away. Shot blocked. Rebounds to Cruz, but it's stolen by the Trojans. 9 seconds left to go. And Cardinals poke the puck away, and that is pretty much going to wrap it up here. Shot to the right. And we are through two periods here at the Redwood Area Community Center Civic Arena. Cardinals with six. Trojans had two in that period alone. It is 7-4, Redwood Valley on top. We'll take a break. You're listening to Redwood Valley Hockey on KLGR.